half-forgotten holiday has unveiled every knife that sticks inside me, every cut. No Rachel, no Heather, not even a silly, geeky boy who would like the inside girl I think I am. Our Lady of the Waiting Room. I find Lady of Mercy Hospital by accident. I fall asleep on the bus and miss the mall completely. The hospital is worth a try. Maybe I can learn some pre-med stuff for David. In a sick kind of way, I love it. There are waiting rooms on almost every floor. I don't want to attract too much attention to myself, so I stay on the move, checking my watch constantly, trying to look as if I have a reason for being here. I'm afraid I'll get caught, but the people around me have other things to worry about. The hospital is the perfect place to be invisible, and the cafeteria food is better than the schools.
Melinda actually feels more comfortable in the hospital than she does at school or at home. That's definitely weird, but I think I understand. A hospital is a place where people are being taken care of, and I think that Melinda really would like to be taken care of. Let's continue with the paragraph in the middle of page 111, which begins, "The worst waiting room."
The worst waiting room is on the heart attack floor. It is crowded with gray-faced women twisting their wedding rings and watching the doors for a familiar doctor. One lady just sobs. She doesn't care that total strangers watch her nose drip or that people can hear her as soon as they get off the elevator. Her cries stop just short of screaming. They make me shiver. I snag a couple of copies of People magazine, and I am out of there. The maternity ward is dangerous because people there are happy. They ask me questions. Who am I waiting for? When is the